Welcome to the fifth week of the 40 days in the desert. This time we go a little deeper than what we started last week. With the idea of nobody is perfect. Perhaps we understand right now about the book of the law, the judge, and the victim. And we can see the result of this reality that we create, that we know as the dream of the first attention, the dream of the victim, where they push us to search for perfection, but at the same time, they let us know that nobody is perfect, that we create an image the way we wish to be, that at the same time we know that we are not. We are in this position when the rebellion begins. And that rebellion usually begins when the hormones start taking control of our physical body. When we start being children, and we start turning into a man or into a woman. But that time, the image of what we wish to be is so strong. If I be this way, it will be perfect. If I be in this way, everybody will love me. Everybody will like to be around me. If I will just be in this way, everybody will admire me. I will be the biggest hero. I will be the very strong. Everybody will fear me. I will be perfect if I be this way. We see, women see an image perhaps of Marilyn Monroe. We can see an image of James Dean or something like that. An image of a president. An image of somebody that we wish to be like. An image of a big brother, of a grandfather, an image of someone wise, someone strong, someone funny. And we wish to be like them. And we try to project that image wherever we go. And we will see perhaps all around us trying to do exactly the same thing and give us the opinion of the images that they have, and we qualify them according to what we perceive and not exactly the way we want to be perceived. They try to project an image from us to qualify them, but the way we perceive them is completely different than the image that they pretend to be. And we don't have the awareness that we do exactly the same thing. We want to project an image and we want everybody to perceive us in that way, but nobody really perceives us the way we want to be perceived, the way we project the image that we wish to be. Anyway, we can say that that image that we create about ourselves, the way we wish to be, and the reality of what we really are becomes bigger and bigger, more and more separated one from the other one. Then reality comes to us and show us that we are not what we pretend to be. And thus reality really hurts emotionally. That makes us judge ourselves even stronger than before. That when we are in front of the people, we can pretend that we feel good, that everything is fine, even if somebody take our mask off of our face, to discover that in front of everybody that we are not what we pretend to be. Perhaps in that moment we can pretend that it doesn't hurt, but when we are completely alone with ourselves, we can see how painful really is. We cannot lie to ourselves and the judgment becomes even stronger than before. The judge can tell, you see how stupid you are? Do you see nobody really believe you? Do you see that you are not what you pretend to be? And this is the beginning of something extremely important in our life. We start rejecting ourselves for not being the way we wish to be, for not being strong enough, intelligent enough, beautiful enough, that we reject ourselves and we start acting in a completely different way. We can become shy. Then we can see how fear taken more and more power over of ourselves. Fear because we cannot fit in that book of law because we are not what the book of law say we should be. And of course the judge will use it against us. And we make the assumption almost right away that everybody will judge us the way we judge ourselves. But I can assure you, nobody outside is as hard in the judgment that you're unjudged than yourself. Then we can see how we can create the biggest hell by believe all those lies that exist in our belief system. To believe all those judgments, all those opinions. And we can see how it's so important to us to live through those opinions. It's so important for us what they say. That image that we can call our reputation or something like that. We try to protect. We try to wear a mask. And that becomes extremely difficult to live with that mask on all the time and really try to believe that we are that mask. And we put another mask over the mask and another. And we keep pretending that we must pretend to be what we are not. And we really believe that we are what we pretend to be. Then first, we may reject ourselves. But if that becomes stronger, then we really can hate ourselves for not being what we should be. And this is when we begin to have all those addictions. Addictions to drink, to smoke, to overeat, to drugs. But mainly it's the addiction to suffering. And that addiction to suffering, it comes with the relationship between the judge and the victim. Then the victim becomes addicted to that suffering. And they practice and practice until that hell around creation becomes so strong and looks almost impossible to escape. Then that self-judgment, that self-rejection, that self-hate can guide us into the self-destruction, and even we can kill ourselves by believing in the hell that we create. But the question is, how can we escape from that hell? Well, in the next week, we will explore the different ways to escape from that hell. For now, take all my love, all my blessings, and see you guys once again in the next week. Love you.